So time to gather. It is written in the book of Isaiah, the wonderful prophet of Yahweh said, "The sovereign God who gathers the outcasts of Israel, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him, or to those I have already gathered." The scriptures speak about a gathering that will take place in the latter days, in the last days. Those that are being gathered will be gathered from all manner of denominations, all manner of sincere people scattered throughout the earth who have a cause in their heart, who burn with passion and desire to see this kingdom or this age come about. And so whoever has a heart to respond to the call to be gathered are going to be given an opportunity to respond to the most amazing call, the call to be gathered to those and with those who have the same heart that you do.
Right. This isn't a call that anyone can do on their own. Right. No one can do this alone. These conversations are for the sake of those who are actually desiring to be a part of a people who are together and doing something. This isn't a radio show or a program of any sort. It's not even a podcast of anything that you would call a podcast. This is actually something different than any other program or any other show, in that this is actually for the sake of inviting those who desire to be a part of something with their life. This isn't for intellectual stimulation. This isn't so that you can just go and take these things on and apply it in your life. But these discussions are for the sake of those who desire to be gathered together and be a part of something together.
That's right. Yeah, the purpose of these conversations are to hopefully plant seeds in the hearts of all those who wish or desire to do the Creator's will, who long to be set free from, you know, the enemies of our Creator, the things that are manifested in our souls that are contrary to love and unity, the things that are contrary to the way that we are created to be. And so if you want to know what or how a human being was created to be, you can look at Yahshua, the Son of God. Yahshua of Nazareth, who walked the earth 2,000 years ago, he was the prototype of man. He was the perfect example of what a true son would be like. You know, someone who was filled with love at all times, who was in communion with their Creator. And so all those who aren't satisfied with what life has to offer in this day and age, or what the world has to offer, those who are not satisfied with the status quo, who aren't satisfied with eat, drink, and be merry kind of lifestyle, who aren't satisfied with the fleeting pleasures that the entertainment system and the education system and the sports and all the many different things that are out there today to fill our souls with, to turn our attention to. If you're not satisfied by these things, there's a place, there's a home, there's a people, there's a kingdom that's being formed on the earth. There are people who have been gathered by the one who truly gathers us to be in true unity and to have true love for one another. Yahshua is the gatherer. Yahshua is the true gatherer. He's the one that gathers us from our own, you know, desperate situations that we found ourselves in, you know, living our lives in such a selfish way that we are causing destruction. And in our most desperate time, our most desperate set of circumstances, we cried out to the one who made us. And, you know, this wasn't in a cry of you know, some ritual or some dead prayer that, you know, we recited mantra or something like that, you know, but this was the deepest part of our souls. We cried out to get us off this planet or save us, or, you know, cried out to know if there was a God and prove yourself, you know, to us, and you know, take us to the place where we could keep his commandments, or take us to the place where we could love the way that the scriptures say, or take us to a place where there's true life. Like some way we expressed ourselves in such a way that we were heard. and what we found ourselves, or where we found ourselves sometime after that cry, was face to face with somebody who had the same heart as we did, who had gone before us, overcoming the things that we struggled with.